What are some things you'd like to see early on in Texans training camp, which begins just over a week from now? Let us know here on In the Loop. We'll get to ours as well. You can text the show at any time, 713-572-4610. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie, who will be back tomorrow, and alongside John Lopez, Figgy Fig as well. We were talking about the Astros to start the show today because it is interesting. I mean, they're in a great position. However, I know some fans might be a little worried or stressed about the 1-5 homestand this past week. Some of the texts that came in during the commercial break. Unless these injured players get back in a timely fashion, you're unfortunately going to see a return towards 500 baseball for the Astros. That was one person's opinion. Another one said Astros are fine. They have shown that they can win against the best teams. It's frustrating when you lose games a certain way and to certain teams, but they're going to be ready for October and even early November, that texter said. Another text said, with all these quad A pitchers having a half season under their belt now, there's a scouting report out on them that can be followed. I do buy into that a little bit.
I think I do too.
Yeah, that you start to figure out these guys.
Yeah.
And that's why some of these fill-ins have not been as efficient of late. And then the last text I wanted to mention was, the Astros are the best team in the league. The only threat is their medical staff, which I think we can all relate to.
Yeah, yeah, and certainly understand. And, yeah. And I don't doubt that text for a second.
Yeah, and it's fair to say, I mean, if they were fully healthy right now, they're already only three games out from the best record. Imagine if they remained fully healthy all year.
Yeah.
We'd be talking about a really good baseball team right now. You keep texting the show. How do you feel about the Astros? They're in a great position for the course of the season, but just kind of limping into the All-Star break. How do you feel about your baseball team? Let us know. Meanwhile, what are some things you'd like to see early in Texans training camp, which gets underway next week? 713-572-4610. John, I'll let you kick it off. I mean, what are some of the signs, some of the things you hope to see when the guys get out there next week?
First impressions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first impressions, we always talk about it. They can be important, and I always, more recently anyway, use the example of Kamari Lassiter last year, where, you know, he came in, and for those who don't, we've talked about it, but for those who don't remember, you know, he came in to rookie minicamp, and we were sort of like, okay, what's he going to be? He's going to be a slot? Is he going to be a corner? You know, what's he going to be? And from rookie minicamp on, he took over that position, and then once camp started, it was clear he's the number two cornerback. Mm-hmm. First impressions matter. These coaches, even though they're working on their own, even though they've only seen him limited time, et cetera, they have a good idea of where these guys are and where they might end up on the depth chart. So with that as the backdrop, there are some things that I think the first couple of days, 3-4 days. Now, keep in mind the first open practice is the 26th, which is Saturday, I believe, next Saturday. And that could be when they really go and we get a good – but the first thing I want to see Tay Ursary get some reps with the first team. I really do. You know, we've talked all offseason about the offensive line, and we know what these guys have done in the past, but they're also aging, specifically at tackle with Trent Brown and Cam Robinson. If Tay Ursary can all of a sudden, you know, sort of angle his way into the rotation, or hell, maybe even, you know, as a right tackle, I think that would be huge. You know, early on, first impression.
Along those lines, I would just say I'm very curious, probably most curious, just to see the different offensive line groupings and how they handle these guys. Because that's something that has been made a lot of. When I read these national pieces about the Texans, previewing the Texans, I think like The Athletic last week just did a division preview for the AFC South and talking about the Texans. Everyone uses it as a negative of how the Texans this offseason at OTAs and everything else, you know, shuffled a lot of guys out there.
Yeah.
And I, at this point of the year, I don't view it as a negative. I want to see how these different guys mesh. But I am curious, as training camp moves along, just what sort of five do we start to settle into?
Yeah.
But early on, what are those different groupings? Who are we moving here? Who do we want to see play next to each other? I'm curious to see that. I don't see it as much of a negative as everyone outside of Houston seems to point to about, you know, the Texans. They have nothing figured out. Mm-hmm. They're shuffling all these guys around the offensive line. But yeah, what's when we start to settle in? What does that look like? Is it Ursary? Is it Blake Fisher at right tackle? You know, who's that puzzle? How do the puzzle pieces start to come together? So for me, I think that's number one. Obviously, but that's the number one story is the offensive line. But how that starts to sort itself out.
Yeah, and more specifically, you know, the tackle position, and then also adjacent to that, center. You know, Jake Andrews has been penciled in at the center. We know Jarrett Patterson played some center. We know how they feel about, you know, certain players, Juice Scruggs and perhaps him playing center. But if Jake Andrews, you know, all of a sudden looks the part, he's the New England Patriots kind of guy that they seem to like. Is Jake Andrews just going to take over that position, or is Jarrett Patterson going to be one of those guys? Another couple things that I think can be really big first impressions, and we had a good one already, even though it was minicamp, is Jaden Higgins.
Yep.
You know, Jaden Higgins at that other wide receiver position, Christian Kirk penciled in, obviously Nico Collins. What's that other spot going to be? I don't want to see anybody threatening Jaden Higgins. I want him to be able to, you know, kind of wrap his arms around it and take over that spot, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to feel like I'm just piggybacking off of you, but that would be number two for me is the two rookie receivers to see how comfortable they look, how they fit into this offense, get on the same page as C.J. Stroud because, I mean, even just you and I in the last week I've been with you, we've talked about this ad nauseum, just kind of the big questions that still remain with this offense of if everything pans out, can be very talented. If Kirk stays healthy, if these rookies acclimate themselves right away as rookies and fit into this offense. However, the reverse of that, the opposite is, you know, if Kirk is a little banged up and these rookies have some growing pains, you know, then you look at this wide receiving room and like, oh boy, there's not a lot here.
Yeah.
Kind of like after the injuries last season. So for sure, that's number two for me. Number one is the offensive line. I think that's the biggest story. But then number two are these wide receivers and how comfortable they look. To your point and what you've been saying, these first impressions, just what does it look like right away for these two guys? How comfortable do they look? How well do they fit in? Because as we know, they're going to have to play a big role on this offense, and you want to see them be comfortable early on and not have to try to figure things out as the season moves along.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, again, I mean, we went over some of this earlier, so I don't want to I hate to steal your answers, but ESPN did just put out an article this morning about C.J. Stroud and how he's trying to change his body shape, or was this offseason, and that's what led to the shoulder issues where he wasn't throwing earlier this year. So in the thought that I guess coming from following the Astros team, having this mindset of things when it comes to the health and the injuries, things are not what they seem, and always having the worst case scenario thought in your head, I just want to see CJ be out there, be good, take all the reps, no problems. I think that story's already behind us.
Yeah.
I don't think it is truly a concern, any sort of shoulder for CJ. But again, just being once bitten, twice shy with the Astros.
Yeah.
Let's just make sure our quarterback is 100%. Supposedly changed his body this offseason. Hopefully that doesn't have any other inverse effect, and we're good to go week one.
No, I'm with you. I 100%. I think all that is past him, whatever it was that was keeping him from throwing or whatever. But I still want to see that first impression. I want to see him take every rep that's available to him. You know, I don't want him to sit out any. Look strong, look healthy. Maybe, you know, as you mentioned, look a little bit more, a little different, you know, a little bit more of the part or whatever. And then the other part with C.J. Stroud that I'm looking forward to as a first impression is manipulating the offense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the most important thing that has changed in his life. He wanted it. He got it. He's in control of the offense at the line of scrimmage. I would expect he's going to have some moments of having to discuss things with whether it's Gerard Johnson or Nick Cayley or whoever. But I want him to get to the line when they go 11-on-11, even if the first couple of practices are just in shorts and helmets, and just have total control of what this offense is going to look like.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah. That would be up there as well on my list. Very important. And then I know talking off air the tight ends for you as well, which. You can touch on, but what I also find interesting in this conversation is I think the focus has really been on the offense. Is there anything on the defense that we really need a first impression of or need to see, or we just feel that good about the defense with the big pieces all returning from a year ago?
Well, we do feel that good about this defense. We do feel that good about this defense, but there are things that you want to kind of hone in on, and they have the depth. You know, when you can talk about depth on defense, you're in a good spot. But I do want to see – I just kind of want to see C.J. Gardner-Johnson and his impact on this secondary, you know. And I want to see Jalen Petrie back. And who's the other who's the other nickel, so to speak?
Yeah, that's fair. You always want to see the new guys, right? Anyone that you bring in to the team, see how they fit in and how they look in the Texans uniform early on. Figgy, what's one or two things you're looking to see most next week?
Y'all pretty much said them all, but the one thing, I don't think y'all mentioned this, but I want to see Nick Chubb, man.
True.
I want to see how he looks out there. If he's out there the whole time, or are they going to kind of manage him a little bit? And I think that's going to say a lot. If he's out there all the time, taking majority of the reps, because he might be RB2 or maybe RB3 or somewhere around there. If he's out there all the time and we maybe see Damian Pierce out there a little bit, maybe nursing an injury or something like that. I think that could say a lot.
You know, that's a really good point. Like, it's almost like a separate topic. What could you see that could make you feel really, really good all of a sudden? You know, tight ends I mentioned. If you see Cade Stover, you know, all of a sudden getting and nothing against Dalton Schultz and fitting in this offense versus last year, he might be a new man just period. He's a proven tight end. But if you see Cade Stover, you know, making some big time plays, and then the other one you just mentioned, Nick Chubb, if he looks, you know, explosive and it's all back and they go 11-on-11 and I don't know that they don't take him to the ground, but if he looks like that, like he's finding that those spots, you know.
Yeah, even if he's just out there. Because remember last season, you know, we saw some Damian Pierce, but then you saw a couple times where he wasn't out there.
Yeah.
But if he's out, if Nick Chubb is out there all the time and taking most of those reps, then I think that could say a lot, man. Now if he wasn't out there all the time and you know, out there a couple days, and then a couple days he's resting and all that stuff, then I might be a little concerned.
Yeah, but I don't want to be talking about, all due respect, because obviously these guys are at a very high level. I don't want to be talking about, you know, Jahar Jordan looks pretty good. Nah, I want to make it very clear. These are our top two guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nah, if Nick Chubb is out there looking sharp and clean and crisp, that might get me excited a little bit.
Yeah,
I could get behind that. For me, it just always comes back to the offensive line, though. That's what will get me really excited. But over the course of this conversation, as we're seeing, a lot of these questions or a lot of these things, not even necessarily questions, a lot of the things we want to see are on the offensive side of the football, which leads to still some questions on that side. It begins next week, though, for the Texans training camp. You could text the show. What are some of the things you want to see early on? 713-572-4610. What are those first impressions that will be important for you? Takes us to our question of the day. What's an excuse you hear that immediately makes you skeptical? Whether it's true or not, what is an excuse you hear that immediately you might not be buying? Let us know, 713-572-4610, and we'll get to those answers next in the loop.